Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a minute to figure out all the buttons. Welcome, Super Talk Eagle Hour, back on the air. Kelly Sander back with us. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Glad to be with you on a Tuesday. I want to thank Dima Mixon for taking the helm yesterday and did a great job. Kelly, how does it feel that the work release program is now officially over?
Since I graduated from Iowa State University 100 years ago, Bob, I have seen Iowa State's football team, good or bad, play 10 times and have never seen them win. I was at the Alumni Association get-together Saturday, and, of course, the Eagles were off this weekend, so I went up to Cincinnati, see my alma mater play, and I was telling some other people at the Alumni Association gig, never seen them win. Oh, well, you're going to win today. We're going to beat Cincinnati. I said, well, I hope that's true, but I have my doubts. I said, when we TT down our leg, I said, just think of me. And that's exactly what happened.
All right, our first guest today, he didn't lose 10 games in his entire career. You never lost 10 games, did you, Lee Roberts?
Man, I'm trying to think now. What? I don't think so.
That's what I'm thinking. So. That's what I'm thinking. Championship quarterback, no question. Hey, Mel, always good to have you on the show, my friend. And
hey, appreciate you.
You guys, just a day away from leaving, got to get a Thursday night deal, ESPN, big national exposure. But it seems like we've said this every week, but in a season where it does seem that the football program is rebounding, this is a great opportunity, Lee Roberts, to show the nation just how much improved Golden Eagle football is Thursday night.
No, I mean, I totally agree. I think it's an opportunity that, you know, we'll get to hit the road. National television, just, again, coming off of, you know, a really good win. We're above 500 right now, have an opportunity to try to keep things rolling. We need to go play good on the road. Our only other road trip, obviously, we didn't play great. So it's been kind of an awkward year where you've played so many games early at home. This will be a good test. And, yeah, if we play well, we'd love to have great exposure. And if not, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, in front of a national televised audience, I think it'll be great.
Lee, statistically, when you look at these numbers, there's no reason why the Eagles shouldn't be somewhat successful. They don't want to get in their own way, but the Georgia Southern defense has, well, quite frankly, been a lot less than expected. In fact, dead last in the conference in total defense. What do you expect to see from the offensive unit for Southern Miss this Thursday night?
I mean, again, I think it's a unit that is starting to play well. We ran the ball well last game, again, coming off an open week, trying to get some guys somewhat healthy. And again, I think it starts at play with your quarterback. If Braxton can play well, I think we'll do well. We've just got to protect him. We've got to move the ball around. I think another big key will be continue to try to run the ball effectively and really get that ground game going, because when you're running it well, it opens up so many different things. And I just think that's something that we've got to continue to work on, and I'd love to see that happen. So, but I think it's a great opportunity to go over to Georgia Southern and really do some great things.
You go into Paulson Stadium, one of the toughest places to ever play, and you don't want to give any bulletin board material to the Georgia Southern Eagles. But aren't they probably one of the biggest, dare I say, disappointments in the conference this year based on preseason expectations? Georgia Southern, that is?
Yeah, I think they're a team that has, you know, over the last couple of years has played extremely well. Matter of fact, last year they beat Marshall, who was the conference champion. I know a lot of things can change in one year as it has, and we've seen. But again, I think this is a program under, you know, fourth-year head coach now that they know how to win. They know how to succeed. And, you know, I just think I think they're going to show up. They're going to play well, and we've got to play better. So I think it's going to be a tough task.
You play quarterback at a really high level. Give us now five games in your overall observation, Lee, of quarterback play from the new QB here in town.
Well, I mean, for a team to be successful, I think you have to have a quarterback, and that's just what we haven't had in the last 4, 5, 6 years, and we finally do. And I think you can start to see where, you know, Braylon is developing into a great player for Southern Miss. You know, unfortunately, we're not going to have him but for a year, but he's a guy that we saw him develop over last year. We're seeing him continue to develop this year. I think he possibly leads the conference in touchdown passes, which is huge. He does a really good job protecting the football, and when he feels trouble, he's able to avoid the rush and get outside the pocket as well. So he's got a lot of tools. So I know we talk about baseball players that are successful being five-tool players. I think Braylon's got five tools as well. He can do a lot of great things. He can hurt you in many ways. So been very, very pleased the way he's played the first five games.
All right. What do you think, Lee, the Golden Eagles have to do to be successful? Is it tomorrow night? Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday night, man. I think, one, you just got to put any distractions aside. It's going to be different. It's a midweek game coming off of a bye week. You've had some time, maybe not to overanalyze, but you've had plenty of time to prepare. I just think they've got to stay focused. It's going to be a later start than we've seen as well. So a lot of different distractions, a lot of things that can kind of get you off your game. So I just think, one, you got to stay focused, whether it be in preparation, leading up to the game, and two, staying focused during the game. I just don't think you need any stupid penalties, any stupid plays. Mm-hmm. I think you got to keep your head on straight. Offensively, we talked about running the football. I think that's a key. And I think defensively, they just got to play well. They've got to be able to tackle, not give up the big plays. And I think you'll see some success out of the Golden Eagles.
Well, you made a good point. They played a lot of games at home up front. The bad news is that means the back end of the schedule gets uploaded with road games. How's it different, Lee? How is it different when you're playing at home and playing on the road?
You know, at home, obviously, you've got your crowd behind you. You're just kind of in a routine. You're playing on the same surface that you practice on. It's just things that you do each week. I mean, you just roll right out to the game field and play. But when you hit the road, I mean, there's a lot of variables. You know, this will be our first flight. This will be, like I said, a Thursday night game, which we haven't seen yet this year. So just a lot of variables that play into part. And I was always a guy that, you know, I loved playing at home, playing in front of that home crowd. You know, but when you go on the road, you sometimes have to create your own energy. You got to create your own spark, if you will. And I think we'll be able to do that. I think a Thursday night kickoff, we'll have a chance to go show what we can do. I'm really looking forward to a good game.
And here's something that should excite the players. I know it will excite the players, but should ignite this Golden Eagle fan base as well. Because of what happened last weekend, Arkansas State coming from behind and beating Texas State, and some of the other results on the other side of the league, I don't think since Southern Miss has come into this league, Lee Roberts, that this thing is as wide stinking open as it has ever been. And if the Eagles go to Georgia Southern and win that game, I would argue that the Eagles, our Eagles, would be the team to beat in the West.
I mean, I think so, man. I think that's what you want. I mean, I know that's what Coach Huff has preached. He came in, he's built this program to be the team to beat. I think we have that team, and we've shown it on paper how talented we are. We've shown it at times in games, how talented we are. It takes all three phases. We've played well. We haven't put our best game together overall, but yeah, I think you go and you come back with a win. You're 4-2. You hit the road again to go to Louisiana. I do. I think it's wide open for you. And yeah, we have a chance to be that team, the team that everybody puts a target on our back.
And I know the one question mark that people have though is was the blow up at Louisiana Tech an anomaly, or is Southern Miss going to be that bad on the road? You certainly hope and would think, based on recent play, that it was just an anomaly and that they'll get it turned around on the road.
Yeah, I think it was just that week of preparation. Coach Huff knew that they didn't prepare well, and I don't think you'll see that again. I mean, not going to say we're going to go win every game, but I don't think you'll see that kind of performance on the road ever again out of this team this season. So I'm really feeling like we've corrected the mistakes. We've done what we needed to. Again, if it's a close game, it can go anybody's way. But if we can do like we did a week and a half ago, jump out to a lead, I think we'll be okay. So I think that's the way this team needs. They have to have a spark early, jump out to a lead, get a little explosiveness, and then they have an opportunity to be successful.
Hey, real quick, we're hitting the break, Lee. Your friend Marshant Kenny pointed out to us Monday there was a very significant Thursday night game back in your day, and that's when you made your debut. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. It was in 1996, which is hard to believe. We were 4-1 at the time. Our only loss was to Alabama, and my first start against East Carolina. So one that I will never forget.
And as they say, my good friend, the rest is history. You blazed
right.
a trail for us all. We're grateful
That's
to
right.
you.
That's right.
Southern Miss,
hey, appreciate that.
A 3-point favorite, guys, on the road.
You have a safe trip, Lee. We'll look forward to having you back on the show next week.
All right, that sounds great. Appreciate
all
you guys.
Right. Lee Roberts, everybody. People may not remember what a great quarterback he was. All Lee Roberts did was won conference championships when he was quarterback.
Those highlights, were they black and white or color?
They had just gotten color. Okay. Marshant Kenny claims all the credit, but I think it may have been Lee Roberts. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back to that opening segment with a good friend, Lee Roberts, brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, which would be a great place to take your family tonight for a meal. Great place to cater the next homecoming or the next tailgate, whatever you like. Dickie's Barbecue is a great place to cater food for your home business, for your football weekends, whatever. This segment is sponsored by Eagle Tire West. Former Southern Miss baseball star Matt Warren invites you to see him and his staff at Eagle Tire West. They sell premium Goodyear products, full service auto and truck service. You'll find them next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. They've been family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire at Eagle Tire West. Goodyear tires, full service, big, big, big Southern Miss supporters. Hey, the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, more popular than ever. We're grateful to everybody for that. You can find it anytime you like on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or Alexa or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you. It's Tuesday. It's media day for football. Dema Mixon is always on the job for us, and he just got out of the Eagle Day or the media day for Eagle football. And Dema, there's a little bit of breaking news about player availability. Let's hear it.
Yeah, so the Sun Belt is mandated where the teams have to release their availability reports before conference games. And there's a truck passing. And so Southern Miss haven't had to do that since they've been playing like all non-conference games. But since it's a conference game this week, they released it. So on the availability report that's of interest is Blake Bustard, who's offensive lineman for the Golden Eagles, for those that don't know. He's been really important for them on the left side of the offensive line. After the Jacksonville State game, he did get hurt in that game, and we saw him on the field with a pretty big knee brace on. So it was a question of whether or not he was going to play or not, and at least as of now, it looks like it's doubtful at best.
Mm-hmm. Was there another? Or was there any more injury news?
Yeah, well, you have Robert Briggs, who didn't play against Jacksonville State. He's on there. Josh Battle, who didn't play. So it's a lot of players who we already knew who were injured, but Blake Buster is kind of that new addition. Mm-hmm. And definitely one of the more important pieces on the offensive line to run the football. So it would be a big loss if they weren't able to have him on Thursday night.
Yeah, I saw a question was raised recently about why we don't talk more about injuries and report that. But the truth is the school just has had a policy. Is that not right, Dima? Short of the conference issuing it, the school just doesn't talk about who's injured and who's not available.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that's true for most programs in the country. It's not just Southern Miss, where
right.
It's really hard to get injury information, and Huff doesn't really like to comment on it. So, right.
And I will say further than that, Dima, there are laws in this country where you know medical information about people is protected, and it's so you have to be very careful about that.
But Dima, we were
I think like specific medical advice, but I don't think it's. In the law, if you can't say a player's going to play or not.
Right, for sure.
All right, David, we were talking to Lee Roberts about the opportunity that Thursday night presents, and the opportunity is pretty obvious. It's a national TV game. You know, you really narrow, obviously, the number of games being played, and so Southern Miss will be on a big stage Thursday night. Did Coach talk about that at all, this big stage and the opportunity to show the country how much the program has improved?
He talked about it as being an opportunity for them to show the country who Southern Miss is. Of President Paul, you know, getting to speak at events or whatever that's representing the university. He says you don't want to go and lay an egg on national television, and his guys understand that. But I think, like you said, it's a little bit more than just the national television aspect of it. You have a conference game, which is important to the standings, of course, but where Southern Miss lies right now as far as who's up next in their season and things like that, if they were to win this game, you look at the schedule, there's a potentiality to get on a run here that would be really big for their chances on winning the West, especially with Texas State losing. You know, you're getting Louisiana Monroe at home in a couple weeks. This is not the Georgia Southern team that I think we all thought that they were going to be coming into the season. Their defense is ranked one of the worst in the country. Their offense is mediocre at best. So there's a lot of opportunity here to get a nice road win, to kind of get the road thing kind of out of your back of your head before you go down to Louisiana next week, which should be a winnable game, and then you limit homecoming in a couple weeks.
Yeah, you just hate to get ahead of yourself, and I
right.
hate to even allow myself to start thinking this way, but, man, I'm going to tell you, Dima, a win Thursday night and the Golden Eagles, and Kelly mentioned this in the first segment, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but they may be the team to beat in the West.
I mean, it is unbelievable to say it, but it's true. I mean, hypothetically, let's just run through the scenario, like you're saying. If they wins it Thursday night, they'd be 2-0 in conference, right? I don't think anybody is getting through this weekend 2-0 in conference outside of maybe James Madison, Old Dominion, obviously on the other side. So you're looking at basically teams on the West. You know, and so then you go to UL next week, and they haven't looked great. You know, they don't have their starting quarterback. It seems like a very winnable game. They play James Madison this week, so they're probably going to lose that game. Mm-hmm. And then you go play ULM at home, which ULM's improved, sure, but, I mean, do you
it's
really
ULM.
Think they're going to come to the Rock on homecoming and win? Like, I don't know. Probably not. So, I mean, you're talking about a potentiality to start 4-0 in conference, which would just be ginormous.
That's crazy.
But you have to – you really – what worries me a little bit is that the game at Louisiana Tech was so disappointing. I mean, so disappointing. You're hoping that this is not going to be – a trend when it comes to road games. Obviously, there's a reason why they call it home field advantage. But if you're going to win a championship at any level, you got to be able to win on the road. And to Dima's point about Georgia Southern, we mentioned it that they're not the team that everybody thought they were going to be. And then you go in there and lay an egg. That would be two road games in a row that you've laid an egg, and you're back to square one. So there's a lot of questions that are being asked here. Hopefully, we'll have a lot more answers after Thursday night.
Talk about Mr. Pessimist.
No, I'm just being a realist.
I'm kidding.
But you know, they do have to prove that.
That's right.
Any team has
they
to prove they can win on the road.
And it's different. You know, it's a lot different. And Dima really, Georgia Southern is kind of disappointing, but they're still pretty – they defend their home field pretty well, don't they?
Yeah, it's very hard to win there. And the good news is, and something to that, Kelly, Charles Huff said it today that, you know, he was talking about Louisiana Tech and the fact of, like, most of the team and most of the coaches had never been there, right? Like, he said about 80% of the team and coaches had never been to Louisiana Tech, so it was all new to them. He's coming from Marshall on the east side of the Sun Belt. He's been to Georgia Southern. They went there last year. Like, he talked about how probably 60 to 70% of the roster has been to Georgia Southern now, which is big. I think that is something to that, especially Braylon Braxton playing in that game, Marshall at Georgia Southern last season. He knows what that environment's like. It was a night game. I think Georgia Southern, you know, they did win that game by 1 point, but Marshall was leading 23-3 before Georgia Southern kind of stormed back and won the game. And that was really the start of Marshall's run, where they started just winning games. It was really after that game. And I think that you could point similar aspects to that Louisiana Tech game, that if Southern Miss starts getting on a roll, they can point to that Louisiana Tech game saying that was the changing point. That was when we realized we've got to prepare better on the road, but also in everyday football. And they proved it, that they were able to respond well against Jacksonville State, and I think they'll prove it on Thursday night.
Demo, 5 games into this now, what is Coach Huff's demeanor like? Has it changed any since the start of the season? Does he seem to be any more relaxed, or does he seem to be the same? And, you know, is he maybe joking around a little more, or is he still, you know, really to the point like what we saw early in the year?
I think he's still well to the point in the sense of, like, not joking around. But I think there is a sense of relaxed confidence in him that's different, because I think even him, I don't even think he expected the team to gel this quickly, if you know what I mean. Like, this is still mm-hmm. a team with 80 new players, and it looks like they've been playing together for 10 months, mm-hmm. you know, so, which a lot of them have, of course, in spring ball. But this does not look like a team that all just met each other last spring, if that makes sense. And yeah. I think that surprised him, even him, a little bit. He kind of mentioned that today, talking about he's never had to do this where you got to bring 80 new players and some players from Marshall and all this stuff. And he said, but, you know, it's kind of surprised me just how quick it's all worked and how quick they've developed. And I think he's right on that, because, I mean, this team, like we've said, even though they still got to prove it on the field, when you have a quarterback like Braylon Braxton and a defense like they have, they're definitely at least one of the more stable programs in the Sun Belt right now. Mm-hmm. So while they may not win the West or anything like we're saying, I still think they'll be really hard to beat on every Saturday.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be fun. Going to be really fascinating, I think, Thursday night.
They're
yeah.
generally pretty healthy, too, you guys. You're mm-hmm. 5 games into the season, and when you look at that limited list of guys that are not available, and I would think that some of that would have to do with your strength and conditioning program, that the guys are in better shape, they're more physically fit than the last 2 or 3 years, and that helps cut down on injuries.
Yeah. All right, Damon, thanks for the good work, man. We appreciate it. See you back here in the studio tomorrow.
Yep, sounds good to you.
All right, Demo Mixon, everybody. On the job for the Super Talk Eagle Hour, covering Media Day on the campus. All right, as we head to the break, we'll remind you about Forest Health, and they want to remind you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of the year, but you should never forget the most important player, and that's you. Get an annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. Really lucky to have them. ForestHealth.org. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour coming to you from the Southern Bancorp Studio here, beautiful Oak Grove, Mississippi. Bright, sunny day, and we appreciate everything that Southern Bancorp does. What a great bank down in Midtown. Great place for you to do your banking business, and it's full of Golden Eagle guys down there. So if you're a Golden Eagle fan, that'd be a good place for you to bank. And if you're going to do home repair, home remodeling, home construction, you won't find a bigger Southern Miss supporter than Hank Lott and the great folks at MCS Home Center. Everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden, it's available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. Local folks eager to help you. They're located at 7329 Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, and we sure appreciate them being part of the Golden Eagle family and the Eagle Hour family. All right, Kelly just got back. He was up in Cincinnati where he went to an NFL game, the Detroit Lions and the
I saw Cincinnati one NFL Bengals. Team play, Bob.
Yeah, the Bengals were not very good. But you know, Kelly, it occurs to me that the Lions are a great example of this. You can take the Denver Broncos, who beat Philadelphia this weekend. Jacksonville beat Kansas City last night. New England appears to be back. They knocked off the Buffalo Bills. The Washington Commanders appear to be a really good football team. All of these are teams that we really haven't talked about much in the last couple of years. And so my wife asked me last night, she's watching a little bit of that game, and she goes, is Kansas City as good as they used to be? And I said, well, they're good. But no, I don't think they are. They seem to have lost a little something. Are we seeing kind of a turnover here in the National Football League? Maybe some new faces coming to the surface?
We are. And I think if you asked anybody today, who do you think is the best team in the National Football League as we speak? I don't know that anybody, you'd get the same answer with five different people.
Right.
I mean, the Saints won this weekend.
Right.
That was the Giants, who are not world beaters. No. But the Giants the week before won via upset. Uh-huh. I think they beat the Cowboys or somebody. Mm-hmm. Out. So it seems just like the Sun Belt Conference, it appears like the National Football League is wide
Isn't
open.
Isn't that a good thing, though?
I think so. But if I asked you the question, who's the best team in the NFL right now, would you say the Lions?
Well, I would say that. But then even if I said that, I would know that any Sunday they could get beat by anybody they play. And I think that holds true for every team in the league.
And quietly, one of the teams that people thought was going to be toward the bottom of the standings in their division, the AFC North, the Pittsburgh Steelers, are quietly in first place, led by the old gray beard Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. So everything seems to be topsy-turvy now.
All right, so you were at the Bengals Lions game, and you got a chance to look at the Lions in real lifetime. How good are they, Kelly? They look really good.
It's really tough to say, Bob, because the Bengals are a junior high team. I mean, the Bengals are just awful. And the problem, when you ask any of the Bengal fans, they will all tell you the same thing. The head coach thinks he's Mr. Know-it-all in offense, will not give up the play calling. The offense is junior high in nature. There's no play action. There's no rollouts. It's just five guys. It's like you're playing at the Sandlot. Just all of you go out for a pass, and I'll see if I can hit one of you that's open. That puts additional pressure on your offensive line. When you look at Cincinnati, you would never know that they spent all that money on the offense. Mm-hmm. Because it is non-existent. And people make fun of the defense, but you can at least say they didn't spend all the money on the defense. They spent all the money on the offense.
I can tell you're upset about Cincinnati.
It's just...
But I ask you, how good do the Lions appear?
I'm saying it's a tough call to make as to how good the Lions are, because they really weren't challenged.
Mm-hmm.
So I think your point is well taken. I think Detroit is could just as easily be beaten as anybody else on any given Sunday.
I don't think there's a team in the league that's not beatable now.
Honestly, if somebody asked me, don't laugh, the Indianapolis Colts.
Well, they're quietly beating everybody they play badly.
They are.
Yeah,
they are.
You're right. You're right.
And Lou Anarumo, their defensive coordinator, was at Cincinnati last year. Mm-hmm. And they canned Anarumo thinking the defense was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem Cincinnati's got is their offensive scheme and their head coach, who will not give up play calling. And they're not going to do anything with him because we went to the Super Bowl 5 years ago. You know, so they live a lot on the past. But yeah, it's the NFL's wide open, which I think is only good. The only bad thing going on in the NFL right now is the halftime show fiasco.
Well, Lord knows I'm not going to say anything about it.
and the other thing is, you know, all the games overseas, which I think if you ask...
I think that's bad. I don't think anybody really likes that.
And the Vikings were there 2 weeks in a row.
That's really unfair to the Minnesota fan base, don't you think?
Unless, for some reason, Minnesota requested it. Mm-hmm. Can't imagine that they would have. Mm-hmm. But if they requested it, that's one thing. Yeah, but to arbitrarily stick the Vikings over there for 2 years. And I get what the commissioner's trying to do, but it's an American game. And, yeah, if you're a Viking season ticket holder, you're really getting messed over.
Well, you really are. I mean, there's no question that you really are. And I'm sure Minnesota fans would prefer not to get up at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning to watch their team play.
Because I've hung out with a lot of Minnesota fans, and most of them are just going to bed at 7 o'clock.
Well, that could be. But don't you think overall this is good? I mean, I think it's good not to see the you can go back to college football, and sometimes you look at the top 10 and you go, oh, my God, it's just the same 10 teams every year. It's a different look in the league this year.
And it's not just the NFL. We talked about the Sun Belt. Mm-hmm. Look at the power conferences. Yeah, I mean, who's the best team? Ohio State, clearly.
I would say in the SEC you could kind of say the same thing.
Yeah.
Who's the best team in the SEC? I don't think anybody really knows.
You'd have to argue that Ole Miss is among them, if not the best.
Yeah, I think that would be a legitimate argument.
So other than Ohio State, you know, the Clemsons are gone. Alabama is they're better, but not what they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the transfer portal, which a lot of people said this is the plus of the transfer portal, is that guys who weren't getting to play are getting to go to other schools, which are making those schools immediately better. Mm-hmm. But it's adding parity to just about every league. I mean, Iowa State went in there nationally ranked to Nippert Stadium in Cincinnati. Cincinnati had only lost one game, and Cincinnati put it too. Iowa State. I mean, they played a perfect mm-hmm. half of football, mm-hmm. and they won the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Cincinnati, they were ready to run Scott Satterfield, their head coach, out of town last year when they lost their last six games of the year, and now here Cincinnati's 5-1.
Do you remember a day, I do, when Southern Miss owned Cincinnati?
In the Metro Conference.
Owned them.
Yes.
Just beat them every time they played them.
Yes. Basketball was a little different.
But... And I saw their 6-0. Memphis. Southern Miss used to own Memphis. It was just a guarantee almost you were going to beat them every year.
And there's another school that's quietly going about their business, Memphis, and steamrolling everybody.
I'll tell you how bad it used to be. They beat Southern Miss one night in Memphis. My wife and I were there, and we were walking out of the stadium, and there was a big group of Memphis people in front of us. And, boy, they were hooping and hollering. And then one of the men realized we were standing right behind them. And he turned around, and he said to me, please don't take any, and I'm paraphrasing, please don't take any offense, but we're just excited. We never beat Southern Miss, and it's just exciting to beat them. And, of course, we understood that then. It seems like 1,000 years ago, Kelly.
You know, Bob, this game this Thursday, I know people are going to say, well, you're just hyping it because it's the next game on the schedule. Our Eagles have got to prove to me they can win on the road.
Yeah.
Because, look, and again, I don't care if you're playing junior high football. If you can't win on the road, you're just another team.
I don't think it's going to be easy. I think it's going to be a tough test for them.
Oh, I think so too, because I've been to Paulson Stadium. I know, mm-hmm. but the fact that the Eagles are our Eagles, and I have to keep saying that because mm-hmm. they are also mm-hmm. the Eagles. The fact that Southern Miss is favored in that game, particularly mm-hmm. with the huge egg that they laid over at Louisiana Tech.
Yeah,
that's big.
Let me go back to something you just mentioned. You said you thought maybe the transfer portal and all of that was beginning to put a little more competitiveness in the. Is that in the Power Four at the expense of the Group of Five that you think?
No, I think
that
it's
for, is balancing out.
No, I think it's for everybody.
You do?
Because the only thing schools have to offer besides money is playing time, And to a lot of athletes, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but a lot of athletes, playing time is more important.
Well, I would say that. I'd say that.
Because I don't care what they're paying you, if you don't get seen, if you're not on the field, you're not going to play in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Because they have to see what you can do.
And I remember Brett Favre saying one time, if you're good enough, it doesn't matter where you're playing, they'll find you.
You can go to East whatever state, and if you are good enough, that's their job. That's their job,
and
to be
pretty good at it, aren't
shaking
they?
Bush. Well, except for Cincinnati, except for the Bengals.
Here we go. Sorry, I brought this trip up.
Yeah, that's their job, is to shake the bushes and find good talent.
When I saw the Iowa State score Saturday, I was a little surprised by that. I thought Iowa State would beat Cincinnati, and I thought, ooh, this is shaping up ugly for Kelly, because I know tomorrow he's going to go across town and watch the Detroit Lions roll in.
Which I fully expected that would happen, but I really was. But I met with some Iowa State alumni at a tailgate party, and they said, oh, we're going to beat Cincinnati. I said, well, ever since I graduated in 1905, I said, I've been to about 10 games, no matter how good or bad Iowa State was, and I've never seen them win in person.
As we documented early in the show, you have seen your alma mater lose more games than Lee Roberts ever lost as a quarterback.
That just tells you how good Lee is and how bad. But hopefully, and now watch, the Cyclones, they play.
They're good. They're still good.
They play Colorado this week and will probably rebound beautifully because I'm not
They're still a good school. All right, DBAT sponsored this segment, DBAT on Hardy Street, for baseball, softball, adult sports training, state-of-the-art facility, great pro shop. God, I hate to say this, but the holidays are approaching, and DBAT would be a great place for you to do a little Christmas shopping.
In our last segment, Bob, we're going to talk about a Southern Miss sports team that is red hot and leading the conference.
Well, let's hear that. We'll be right back.
To the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the fourth segment of the Eagle Hour. It is a great place to catch the Thursday night game. Now, there's an idea. Go to 4th Street Bar and Grill Thursday night, order a shrimp poor boy, drink a couple cold Pabst Blue Ribbons, and watch the Golden Eagles. You know there's going to be a crowd, Kelly. You know it'll be fun down there at 4th Street Bar.
And I sure hope they play well Thursday. Yeah, I really do.
Look, Kelly, I want to go ahead and apologize to you for bringing up the game Sunday. I mean, you've been bemoaning ever since I mentioned the game to you, and I do want to apologize. I don't mean to drag up bad memories. And
We had a great time. Cincinnati's a beautiful city, and just so happened I had that little hole in my schedule, and my son had a little hole in his schedule for the baseball team there in Florida. So
it was fun. I'm sure to be at the Bengals game. Going to an NFL game is fun.
Yeah, weather was beautiful and everybody was...
For people that have never been, real quick, and I know you want to get to this, but for people that have never maybe been to an NFL game, and I was fortunate. I was raised, my dad took me to Washington Redskins games my whole life. And you've been to a lot of NFL games. Kind of explain the difference briefly between being in an NFL environment and a college environment.
Well, first of all, the NFL, I'm amazed at the number of fans that travel. I'll bet a third of that stadium yesterday were Detroit
NFL fans.
Fans
traveled.
They do. Now, Detroit, to be fair, is only 3.5 hours by car. So a lot of people probably drove from Cincinnati to Detroit. But where do people come up with this money to go to all the – Detroit fans are saying, well, we're going to go here. And Bengal fans were saying, we're driving to Green Bay next weekend. Why? Mm-hmm. You know, to see another.
I'll tell
murder.
You this real quickly. Many years ago, my business partner at the time lived in San Diego, and we would go out there and visit him a lot. We went out there one fall, and I asked him to get us some tickets to the Chargers game. Never seen the Chargers play. Cincinnati happened to be playing, and we went to the San Diego Chargers Cincinnati game. Of course, it's Southern California. It was a lot different environment. I'll have to say it was one of the most unique, fun football experiences I've ever had. Being at that game.
You've never had an avocado tofu sandwich?
Everybody was so – they're so friendly in Southern California, most people. And it was just so cool. And, now, Kelly, I hate to mention this to you, but
– Chargers won.
Yes.
Yeah, I think most of the people in California, Bob, were just heavily medicated. You just thought they were being nice. But, hey, you want to talk about a Southern Miss team that's on a roll right now?
Let's hear it.
How about Coach Hazelwood and the volleyball team?
Congratulations.
And they are winning on the road, and they did it this past weekend. They went up to Arkansas State, who's one of the best teams in the league, and it took them 5 sets.
But they did it.
But they did it. They lost in the first set 20-25, won the second set and third set. Then Arkansas State tied it with a romp in the fourth. So it all came down to that fifth set, and Southern Miss won it 15-11 to take that series. The Eagles now 11-4.
Good for them.
11-4, 3-1 in Sun Belt play, and they're really playing good volleyball right now. You've heard about the huge crowds that are showing up for these volleyball games, and this is what happens when you win. This is what happens when you put a competitive team on the court or the field or whatever. And Louisiana's coming in here this weekend, and Louisiana, they're always really good, if not conference champions. So I'm sure there'll be great crowds again. Thursday and Friday, Louisiana comes in here for a series against the Eagles. So congratulations to, I don't know if we call them the Lady Eagles or the Eagles, but the volleyball team really playing excellent. Probably the best overall team that Jenny Hazelwood has had, at least consistency in play. And we're going to have some of the volleyball players on later on this week, Bob.
Oh, good for them. Yeah. You know, they've been pretty good over the last couple of years, but it does sound like, I think you're right, that maybe this is the best squad she's had.
Yeah, they've struggled even making the tournament. You know, last year was not a great academic year for Southern Miss sports. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't. So we're hoping to put 24 in the closet and 25 and 26 now. Maybe have, you know, baseball is going to be good again. And I think there's no reason to believe that this football team, if it continues to improve and stay healthy and win some of these on the road, could you even believe that we're talking about this?
No,
week five into the season, they've got a legitimate shot to win the West.
Hey, while you were gone, I went out Saturday to watch the baseball team play. I know that probably comes as a shock to you. And forgive me for forgetting the gentleman's name, Kelly, but a gentleman came up to me and introduced himself. He's from Fairhope, Alabama. And he said, told me that every day he gets off work, he exercises, he walks in his neighborhood, and he always listens to the podcast. And he said, I never miss a day. I wanted to introduce myself to you. He asked me if you were there, and I told him where you were. And he wanted me to pass along to you how much he enjoys the show. And it's gratifying when people come up to you like that, because I didn't know the gentleman, and I appreciated it.
Does he work for the IRS?
No, but he did want your address odd reason.
Okay.
And I don't want you to know I didn't give it to him.
I'm telling you, Bob, I know all the tricks they've got.
Yeah. I actually gave him Michael Morgan's address.
And, oh, well, good.
And that's where he would find you.
Yeah, well.
But anyway, sir, I thank you very much. Yeah. And I apologize for forgetting your name. I'm just not the most remembering guy in the world. But I'm very grateful that you came up and spoke to me, and I always enjoy that a lot, and I'm grateful for
it. And
that.
I know people are listening because, again, they will tell us specific things that we said. So I said the only reason they would know that is if they did indeed listen.
I've got a dear friend, used to be a real prominent guy at Southern Miss. I won't mention his name because he'll call me and get mad at me. I love him to death. He calls me pretty frequently, and he'll tell me that he never listens to the show, and then he'll pick me apart about everything I said three times that week.
Nobody picks you apart for what you say, Bob. Nobody.
No one would. No one would ever think about doing that, would they? Glad to have you back. I'm sorry your squads didn't win, but I know you had a good weekend with your son.
I'm used to it. My squad's losing, that is.
Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.